the church celebrates Thursday of the sixth week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 8, verses 27 to 33. Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Just like the ancient philosopher Socrates, Jesus enjoyed asking questions of his disciples and of the people he encountered as he journeyed from town to town. One of the most important questions he asked is found in today's gospel passage, "Who do you say that I am?" It's a question that's actually spoken to each one of us, and each of us is asked to answer that question for ourselves. But it's not a question that's simply asking for information or an answer that can be found in a book or maybe even online. Instead, it's a question that is spoken both to our heads and to our hearts. Peter was correct in answering Jesus' question by saying, "You are the Christ." But Peter's answer wasn't the entire truth about who Jesus was and is. Jesus went on to identify himself as the Christ who would be the suffering Son of Man, the Christ who would be rejected and put to death. This self-revelation of Jesus was unacceptable to Peter. He had still to learn to accept the whole truth about Jesus, to receive Jesus as he was and not as Peter wanted him to be. Peter had a long way to go before he could answer Jesus' question fully. We're all on that same journey, gradually coming to understand and know and receive Jesus as he really is, and not just as we want him to be or imagine him to be.